Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, October 25th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the Taoiseach will express his deep concern about the deteriorating security and humanitarian situation in Lebanon.
Taoiseach to meet his Lebanese counterpart in Dublin, and more average speed cameras on the roads from today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Prime Minister of Lebanon is in Dublin today for a meeting with Taoiseach Simon Harris. Najib Mikati arrives following an international conference in Paris supporting Lebanon's people and sovereignty. Joe Caulfield reports.
Less than 24 hours after Taoiseach Micheál Martin promised to increase humanitarian assistance to Lebanon by 5 million euro, Prime Minister Najib Mikati will meet with Taoiseach Simon Harris. The Taoiseach will express his deep concern about the deteriorating security and humanitarian situation in Lebanon, and particularly the attacks on civilians in densely populated areas. Simon Harris will emphasise Ireland's continuing support and solidarity in seeking to bring about a ceasefire, and continuing concerns for the safety of peacekeepers serving in UNIFIL will also be highlighted by the Taoiseach.
A man remains in custody this morning over the death of a man in his 50s in Mayo. A second man in his 20s was released last night after John Casterly was found with stab wounds on Wednesday night. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The stabbing incident happened in Ballina just before midnight on Wednesday night. John Casterly, who's in his late 50s, was found with stab wounds in an apartment on Tone Street. It's understood he was stabbed a number of times and he was pronounced dead at the scene. His body was brought to Mayo University Hospital in Castlebar. Two men in their 20s and 30s were arrested in connection with the investigation. The man in his 20s has been released without charge. The second man in his 30s is still being questioned this morning by Gardaí, who can hold him for up to 24 hours.
Two new average speed cameras will be brought on the N5 in Mayo and the N3 in Cavan from today. The cameras will detect driver speed between two locations along a stretch of road that's prone to crashes. Those caught speeding face a €160 fine and three penalty points. Meanwhile, a major road safety operation is in place this morning ahead of an expected busy bank holiday weekend. Gardaí are urging drivers to slow down, focus on the road and never drive under the influence of drugs or alcohol as they set up checkpoints across the country. 143 people have lost their lives on the roads so far this year. Founder of the Irish Road Victims Association, Donna Price, says we need to modify driver behaviour.
So far this year, 143 people have been killed on our roads and many more have been seriously injured, leaving families devastated forever. Many thousands of families have already been impacted. And what makes these deaths even worse, if you like, is that they're so preventable. They're not incurable diseases. We know the causes of these collisions.
There's been a slight rise in consumer confidence in October. It's due to an easing in job concerns and a marginal post-budget increase in household finances. But the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey shows only half of people see Budget 25 as improving their living standards. Economist Austin Hughes says they're only cautiously optimistic.
Sentiment improved marginally. But the overall mood remains cautious with concerns about the cost of living and an uncertain economic climate. I think the budget helped a little, but it certainly didn't spark a dramatic change in consumer thinking. And the details of the survey suggest it's most unlikely to spark a spending bonanza.
Heavy downpours and thunderstorms could hit the southwest of the country this morning. Cork and Kerry are under a yellow warning for rain until 1 o'clock this afternoon. There's also a risk of localised flooding and poor travelling conditions. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather has the outlook.
The heaviest of the rain may well catch some parts of Cork and Kerry, especially southern parts of those counties near the coast, as a low pressure system begins to pull away. But there is still a risk of some heavy rain catching coastal areas.
In entertainment and politics news, rock legend Bruce Springsteen has hit out at Donald Trump as he performed at a rally in Georgia. He's backing Democratic contender Kamala Harris in next month's presidential election. Polling in Georgia is almost neck and neck, and it's considered a crucial state in deciding who'll move into the White House. The Born to Run star Springsteen was scathing in his criticism of former President Trump.
Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant. He does not understand this country, its history, or what it means to be deeply American.
And in sport, in soccer, Shamrock Rovers became the first Irish side to win a European group stage game in 8 years last night. Stephen Bradley's side were comfortable 4-1 winners over Larne in Windsor Park in the Conference League. Also last night, Chelsea were 4-1 winners away to Panathinaikos. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.